you wanted to grow old things that would tide you over the winter, what would you probably grow?
Potatoes.
And yellow ones, or?
No, white potatoes. I'd put in some onions. Maybe sweet potatoes. Don't think I wrote up any. Sure there must be something else.
Say, is that your neighbor talking?
That's the TV, I think.
No, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
What time is he at home?
He'll be home very shortly after this newscast.
They turn off the camera and he opens the door.
Yeah.
How about when it's stormy here?
He stays till the danger's over.
I've been curious about that. I got the impression that he was on deck all the time.
Well, he spends an amazing amount of time out there. But I was speaking immediately after this particular broadcast. We can stand in the door. I bet it'll be less than 10 minutes till he's driving by.
How far away is this? Oh, the studio's right out this way.
Yeah, it's right, go down here to Britton Road. And over, let's see, it'd be about 3 miles. 3 or 4 miles.
Yeah, I was thinking in town.
No, most of our TV stations are out here fairly close.
Yeah, I know the towers well. Let's see, we mentioned walnuts. What other nuts might we find around here?
Pecans, acorns, essentially that's about it, I think.
What kinds of fruit might you buy if you went to the store? Always say in the winter and you want the kids to have vitamin C.
Apples would probably be available. Particularly for vitamin C, oranges, grapefruit. Several other citrus fruits available.
If you had a box of candy, and let's say the kids got in it, but you got the last piece, and some kid came in and said, may I have another piece of candy? You say, I'm sorry, but
it's all gone.
We were talking about vegetables a minute ago before I interrupted us with Bob. Your friendly neighbor and my friendly weatherman. Where would you grow these?
You mean the citrus fruit?
No, just the vegetables.
Oh, in a garden.
And if you had a summer garden, what would you have?
I have corn, carrots, lettuce. Probably have green onions.
Now, what are these?
Well, they're the slender onions with the green tops that you generally pull and leave attached.
And the then, guy.
Okra possibly. We had the okra king right across the way over here for a couple of years. That guy put in okra, you know, and the first year he had okra, so till hell wouldn't have it. Next year he said, I'm going to be careful, I'm not going to plant so much this year. Well, he only planted about half what he did the first year. He still had okra he couldn't pick fast enough.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was dumping okra in everybody's door, you know, and he still had to throw it away.
Boy.
Darn stuff, some of those pods would get that long, I guess.
Oh.
He'd miss when I'm picking, you know. And
cut him with an axe.
Oh, boy. Have to take him a